Hello, this is Mary Lindo. I am so pleased that you are joining me for this week's teaching podcast. This podcast is prayerfully created each week with the intention of giving you a time of resting in the Lord and for allowing Him to speak into your life through 3 to 5 minute messages and prophetic impressions and insights. Each message is meant to assist you in cultivating your love for the Word of God, combined with the power of His Holy Spirit, confirming His words over your life. Gather your Bible and a cup of coffee or tea, and take a few minutes each week to sit back and allow the peace of God to wash over you as you enjoy soft background music that inspires a restful time of worship and tender moments with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And now, let's begin this week's podcast. Today's podcast is titled, He Who Sacrifices Thank Offerings, and this is part one. This teaching comes in two parts, so we'll be publishing part two next week. Hello, dear child of God. Tonight, after spending the evening with a very dear friend in fellowship, in counsel, and a time of heartfelt prayer, I was prompted by the Holy Spirit to write encouragement for myself with this message. And as I did, I was also moved upon by the Lord to share this with you as well. May He imprint upon our hearts the message of hope, help, and the clarity of the mind of Christ in such difficult times of transition and maturing in Him. So let's talk about sacrificial thank offerings. Psalm 50 verse 23 says, He who sacrifices thank offerings honors me, and he prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God. The soul part of our human makeup will never really fully understand what the Spirit of God can easily explain to those who know the intimate and true heart of the Father. When the tiring and crushing difficulties in life occur, people often run to the massage therapist, the chamomile tea, and so on, in order to obtain a calmness and a sense of sane rest to help them unload anxiety, heartache, or fear. But here in the verse above, the Lord so clearly shows us something that actually prepares the way, a pathway for our deliverance, a pathway from all of the crushing blows life on planet Earth can bring. He tells us that if we offer up to Him in times when we are feeling parched, weary, and just plain scared, sacrifices of thankfulness, these words, though choked out through hot tears and anguish, do something to honor God in a way that actually prepares the way for the dear King of Heaven to use as a path or portal to bring us much-needed relief, freedom, and deliverance. Have you ever been in a place where everything seems to be impossible? Many of you are there now, and you have cried yourself to sleep begging God for help and mercy. Then you will truly understand why it is a sacrificial offering to God to begin to praise Him and thank Him for what is unseen and so desperately needed. The mercy of God is much deeper and more mature and rich than any mercy man tries to administer. Sometimes it's a mercy to just not receive it from men. That's kind of a joke. I hear the Holy Spirit bringing a clear word of comfort and help to His people who have ears to hear what He is saying to them. Those that are determined to follow the voice of the Good Shepherd and not strange voices. Proverbs 12:25 says, And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. That's John 10:5. Proverbs 12:25 says, Anxiety in the heart of a man weighs it down, but a good word makes it glad. Sacrificial thanks is an offering, you may ask? Well, let's look at what the word sacrifice means. Sacrifice, giving up of something valued. a giving up of something valuable or important for somebody or something else considered to be of more value or importance. Something value or important given up as a sacrifice. Now let's look at what offering means. The word offering means to present something as an act of worship. Something offered as a sacrifice to a deity. To declare one's readiness or willingness. To utter as a prayer in devotion. There is an authority that works in the supernatural. In the supernatural realm of a man or a woman's heart and the heart of God, that only the act of worshiping, cried out in agonizing surrender and yielding, that will tear away the veil of darkness holding back the fair face of heaven. Jesus himself cried out in sacrificial offering. Remember him saying, "Not my will, but your will be done." And this opened a pathway for the salvation of our souls forever. Oh, dear pilgrim and anxious child of God, don't listen to all of the heavy-handed advice of men when the anguish is so deep and the loneliness tries to consume you with the fear of abandonment. The Lord is showing us a pathway to a greater strength and might in Him. Shouting at God isn't going to bring a cure or answer to your aching need. He can certainly handle us shouting at him, for he is a father who understands human frailty. But oh, when we begin to lift up our weary hearts and hands to God and begin to thank him sacrificially, willingly, telling him how only he can be the redeemer of our pain-filled situations, our hurts, the betrayals, our abandonment, something of a dynamic release begins to occur in the realm of God that man will only fully comprehend when he finally and eternally arrives in the home of heaven. No, it's not easy to do. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Therefore, lift up those arms that are hanging down. Your feeble arms and weak knees, make level paths for your feet so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather be healed. Hebrews 12:11-13. Our flesh cannot reason out how this would do any good in our present distress. We want to do something, go somewhere, help the situation, pace the floor, make a phone call. But heaven is calling. Hear what that divine communication is saying to us. Psalm 50:14-15. Sacrifice offerings to God. Fulfill your promise to the Most High. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me. We must fulfill our promise to God. Did you see that? Our promise to serve Him, to love Him, to think of ourselves as obedient children who heed his voice quickly and remain honest in a corrupt and frenzied world. He tells us to call upon him. Call him in the day of trouble. He says he will deliver us. That's where it gets tough. We ask in pain, when? How? It seems so impossible. Well, it is impossible. We will all quickly find out that we are not Superman or Wonder Woman. All of our gifts, our talents, our wit, and braininess cannot deliver us. But through simple loving surrender and sacrificial offerings of thanks to the Master for the joy of being one of his very own, he brings a way of relief and release. Rest in the hand of God. Father, we come to you right now. We pause. We lift up our weary hands. We lift up our broken hearts. We lift up our fears, our anxieties, our feelings of being abandoned, our feelings of being forgotten, our fears, Father. And instead of pondering them and thinking upon them, Instead, we lift our hands to you, and we begin to say, in thanksgiving, as a sacrifice, we thank you, Father, for the promise that you are the Redeemer. We thank you, O Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus, that we can come and stand before you together right now. We thank you, Lord, in advance for the things we cannot see, but we lay a hold of by the promise that you have given us, that if we ask anything in your name, it would be given to us if we ask with a proper motive. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you. In the midst of our grief, instead of weeping tears of bitter resentment, we weep tears of hope and promise. We weep tears of faith. We weep tears of expectancy before you, Father. And we thank you, Father, that you are out, moving among us in ways we cannot see, bringing relief, bringing provision, bringing healing, bringing emotional stability, bringing rest. We thank you. We sacrifice thank offerings to you. And we thank you that they are preparing a pathway in the heavenlies for you to bring deliverance to us. And Father, we will and do honor you in the name of Jesus. Amen. I look forward to sharing part two of this message with you. He who sacrifices thank offerings. I encourage you to practice this faithfully many times a day until the peace of God rests upon you. Goodbye. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.